This is Lake Effect for Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. So glad you could be with us today. All this week, we're trying to digest the meaning of the last year in Wisconsin politics. Project Milwaukee's State of Upheaval is examining what took place, the circumstances that fueled the political firestorm, and what the fallout will be in the years to come. For the next couple of days, we're going to frame the year in the context of winners and losers, but that's not as easy as it might seem. Take the case of Chris Abele. Abele had been a supporter of Democratic-leaning causes in the past, which would seem to make the last year a tough one for him. But it was Scott Walker's election as governor that opened the job of county executive, to which Abele was elected in the spring. And while local municipalities face tighter budgets than ever, Abele's budget was aided by the increased flexibility and salary structure that the Walker administration touted. Lake Effect's Mitch Teich sat down with Chris Abele recently, and Abele talked about the impact of the last year.
Well, no matter who's governor, if the county has a debt and a deficit that it does, it's got to be addressed somehow. Otherwise, it's going to keep having the same impact, which is diminishing services. So I imagine, it's hard to speculate. Would I be happier with smaller cuts in shared revenue? Yes, I can safely say I'd be much happier. But I think when you run for office, you're not running for a specific situation. You're not running to complain about the card you're dealt with. You're running to take whatever hand you're dealt and address it as realistically and objectively as possible and optimize against that. And that's always what I'm going to try and do and try and stay out of, the sort of seek out conflict politics.
As part of the budget process, three members of the county board lauded you for taking advantage of the so-called tools that were part of Governor Walker's controversial state budget, or more precisely, they lauded the tools themselves. Can you speak to how Governor Walker's budget affected your ability to achieve the budget that came out of this process?
Well, there's sort of two parts to that. The first part is of the 72 counties in the state, there was one county which in advance of getting a cut in shared revenue had already had the tools used, and that was this county. The budget that I inherited that had been put together by the previous administration had already factored in concessions that weren't even, yet legal through the state law. So when we had that $55 million hole to start with, that assumed already some concessions. There's more flexibility. It's also the state budget has certainly hurt us in other ways. When we talk about shared revenue, it's complicated because there's a lot of different parts. There's community aid, youth aids, there's transit, obviously, and each of them has sort of different impacts and we have a different level of flexibility. But I understand the state's in a place where they've got a lot of debt they need to deal with and only so many places to go at it. I strongly believe and hope that we can build a collaborative relationship to try and address those solutions, though, together in a way that doesn't have as dramatically negative an impact on the county. But yeah, it certainly had an impact.
You were able to accomplish significant savings through these increased benefit contributions from public employees. What is your message to the employees that are going to see significant decreases in their take-home pay?
The message is just this, that our Milwaukee County has 4,400 active employees. We worked very hard so that the savings we achieved in healthcare had as little an impact on them as possible. So their premium increase was about, a little less than 18% of our savings. Yes, there was an increase, but what we had proposed was to go from $75 for a single, $150 for family, to $85, $250. And yes, it's an increase. And yes, I know there's been increases in the past. Do I think it's a torturous or unfair increase? I don't. But just to be really clear, if we don't address this deficit, at some point there won't be a county to provide jobs in the first place. That's the first point. The second point is, as I said, there's 4,400 employees at the county and then there's about 7,700 retirees. There's a million people who live in Milwaukee County. They're the ones who are paying taxes and the ones who are supposed to be receiving services, and they've been seeing their services cut for a long time. And I don't think the way, again, that this gets talked about sometimes, it tends to sort of pit the people who work at county versus the people who live in the county. And I don't think there's anybody who works at Milwaukee County who has it in for the people who live in the county or vice versa. But I think that tends to get amped up.
Have you thought about how this past year has affected you both as a new public official and just a person, a resident of Wisconsin?
Well, I've always been proud of living here. I say all the time that the reason I've stayed here now for 18 years and this is home is because it's the best community in the United States. I love the people. There's so much I love about Milwaukee and I care about it. The reason I've been involved in philanthropy is there's nothing more satisfying to me than the sense that at least, you know, we've made an effort and maybe made a positive impact on people and improved life for people. And, you know, getting into politics was driven by the same thing. I love where I live and I care about it. I think about it the way I think about family. I thought about that on Thanksgiving. You know, my family is a bigger extended family now.
You say you don't run for office to complain about the cards you're dealt, but mm-hmm. this seems like a time when an aspiring politician would be admonished to be careful what you wish for. Do you feel like the reality of being a politician today isn't necessarily – and this is going to sound cynical, but you know, people tend to run for office to make life better for people. Is it enough to not make life worse for people?
Well, everything is relative. You know, in the 30s, in the midst of the Depression, some communities did better than others, but that didn't mean they were thriving. And a couple of years ago, at the height of this latest recession, I remember hearing people say that surviving is the new thriving. everything's relative. And I think there's opportunity in every change that happens. I do think there's a lot of opportunity to outperform the rest of the country. I would love to be able to stabilize our financial situation sooner than others. I'd love to build on the fact that our unemployment isn't as bad as it is in other parts of the country and on some opportunities we have that are hugely, hugely advantageous if we take them to really grow out and come out stronger. That's something I get excited about and I'll certainly work hard for it.
There are, of course, already stories about who might be considering a run for county executive next year. What is your appetite for another election cycle?
Well, you know, you asked about the process. I don't know if there's anybody who truly looks forward to as the high point of the process an election and a campaign. I'm going to be running in the spring. I haven't made a formal announcement yet, but I certainly will. I found that the experience of building supporters was incredibly humbling and just made me feel all the stronger an obligation to work hard to be worthy of that support. That's something I take very seriously. You know, it's not – the privilege of office means to get to make decisions about a lot of resources, but I will never for one second think they're my resources, you know, my funding. They're not. It belongs to you. It's the county. Our job, and it is a privilege, is to do our best efforts at the sustainably efficient delivery of service about caring for people, strong parks, strong health and human services, strong transit, everything. You know, I think it's a very important part of the process, elections, and it's, you know, you learn a lot, too.
Chris Abele, thanks so much.
Great to be here, always.
Chris Abele is the Milwaukee County Executive. He spoke with Mitch Tyke as part of our series, Project Milwaukee, State of Upheaval. We'll continue our conversation about the complicated nature of winners and losers in 2011 with a look at education. That's coming up next after a break on Lake Effect from WUWM.